The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And this program, we're going to start out talking about DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center, but not their regular schedule. The company has released its 2019-2020 SunTrust Broadway lineup. And so we'll go through those. Wednesday through Saturday, October 2nd through the 26th, it's Disney's Aladdin, of course, from the same producers of The Lion King. Tuesday through Sunday, November 5 through 10, A Bronx Tale, Broadway's hit crowd pleaser, takes you to the stoops of the Bronx in the 1960s. Tuesday through Sunday, December 3rd through the 8th, it's Irving Berlin's White Christmas. Tuesday through Sunday, January 14th through the 19th, Come From Away. This New York Times critics pick is based on actual events that took place on September 11, 2001, and the days that followed. It takes you into the heart of the remarkable true story of 7,000 stranded passengers and the small town of Newfoundland that welcomed them. Tuesday through Sunday, February 11th through the 16th, it's Mean Girls. Katie may have grown up on an African savanna, but nothing prepared her for the vicious ways of her strange new home, suburban Illinois. Soon this naive newbie falls prey to a trio of lionized frenemies, led by the charming but ruthless Regina. But when Katie devises a plan to end Regina's reign, she learns the hard way that you can't cross a queen bee without getting stung. Tuesday through Sunday, April 7th through the 12th, the band's visit. In an Israeli desert town where every day feels the same, something different is suddenly in the air. The local cafe owner has long resigned her desires for romance to daydreaming about exotic films and music from her youth. When a band of Egyptian musicians shows up lost at her cafe, she and her fellow locals take them in for the night. Under the spell of the night sky, their lives intertwine in unexpected ways, and this once sleepy town begins to wake up. Tuesday through Sunday, April 28th through May 3rd, it's Escape to Margaritaville. And Entertainment Weekly raves, it will knock your flip-flops off. Tuesday through Sunday, May 19th through the 24th, My Fair Lady. The revival boasts such classic songs as I Could Have Danced All Night, The Rain in Spain, Wouldn't It Be Loverly, and On the Street Where You Live. Of course, it's a story of Eliza Doolittle. Tuesday through Sunday, June 2nd through the 7th, Jesus Christ Superstar. The iconic musical phenomenon is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Once again, that's the 2019-2020 SunTrust Broadway lineup for DPAC. Okay, speaking of Durham, let's talk about Moogfest. That's set for next month. Moogfest will be celebrating its 15th year this April with a string of first-time festival performers. The festival, which is devoted to art, music, and technology, is set for April 25th through the 28th at several walkable venues throughout downtown Durham. Composer and singer Thomas Dolby will participate in a two-way interview with BuzzFeed News. And the John Hopkins University professor and digital audio pioneer will also perform a musical set on April 27th at the Carolina Theater. Joining Moogfest for the first time it will be Gas, the project of German composer and Compact co-founder Wolfgang Voigt. Returning performers include Raleigh rapper and producer Mez, ambient experimentalist Tim Hecker, the Kanoyo Ensemble, DJ and producer Matthew Deer, and Swedish techno-minimalist The Field. Tickets are on sale. General admission passes are $249. VIP tickets are $499. Engineer passes, which are $1,500, include a two-day synth building workshop. All right, checking out some of the performances in the communities around the Triangle. Starting off with Garner Performing Arts Center, April 12, 13, 19, and 20, The Art of Murder. At a remote estate in Connecticut, Jack Brooks, one of the most accomplished and eccentric painters of his generation, awaits the imminent arrival of his art dealer. But the visit is not a standard one, for Jack feels wronged. He is intending to kill the man. As Jack lays out his intentions for the evening, his wife, Annie, calmly paints. She is reluctant to go along with the plan until Jack's threat of violence convinces her otherwise. Will Jack carry out his plan? Will Annie help him? Or is something else going on? Saturday, April 27th, Broadway Voices, Lady Luck. The performers light up the stage with star power. These four dynamic divas bring a stunning and magical performance. After years of performing on Broadway, London's West End, Hollywood, and the Las Vegas Strip, the powerhouse vocalists of Lady Luck, which includes Nicole Kaplan, Rachel Tyler, Lindsay Roginski, and Heidi Webster, are veterans of shows such as Chicago, Mamma Mia, The Little Mermaid, Grease, 42nd Street, Miss Saigon, The Rocky Horror Show, Smokey Joe's Cafe, The Music Man, Into the Woods, and Little Shop of Horrors. Show starts at 7:30. Saturday, June 22nd, Garner Performing Arts Center, Sister Lisa's The Life of the Funeral. August 8th through 10th, Honk Jr., and October 18, 19, 25, and 26, Disney's Little Mermaid. Moving to Apex and the Halle Cultural Arts Center. Friday and Saturday, April 5 and 6, it's Vocal Motion, the all-adult show, choir, sponsored by SAS, has brought the music and magic of live theater to the Triangle for 27 years. This year, we're adding a little mystery, too, with the Spring Show 2019, Heroes and Villains. It's an action-packed show with everything from Disney classics to great adventures with the Addams Family, Mighty Mouse, and Spider-Man. Saturday, April 27th, Halle Cultural Arts Center, Jazz Live Concert Series at 7:30. Sunday, April 28th, Fall Winds, Classical Concert Series, Music for Woodwind Quintet with musicians from the Triangle Chamber Music Collective. Switching gears to the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Saturday, April 6th, Holly Springs Community Band presents Only the Best at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, April 12 and 13, the Sousification of Romeo and Juliet with improv by the Super Wacky Fun Time Gang. Now, how about that? Performances both nights at 7:30, and there's a matinee performance on Saturday at 2. Thursday through Saturday, May 2nd through the 4th, Young King Arthur. History, drama, dramatic history. If you are enchanted by the story of King Arthur, Merlin, Guinevere, her ladies, and the Knights of the Round Table, this show is for you. Carolina Children's Theater is delighted to bring another classic tale to the stage. Shows are at 7 each evening, and then there's a matinee on Saturday at 2 o'clock. At the Clayton Center, April 13th, which is a Saturday, Leroy Parnell. Parnell returns, bringing his soulful vocal delivery and blistering array of guitar chops to the stage. The multi-Grammy Award nominee is widely recognized as one of the best slide guitar players on the planet. And then Saturday, May 11th, Johnston County Chorus, the greatest show, music from the movies. The show will feature more than 60 singers and a live band presenting movie classics through the years. Two shows. There's a 2 o'clock matinee and the evening show at 7. Looking at events in Cary, Saturday, April 6th, it's Rapunzel, presented by the Lexington Children's Theater, story about a girl and her nanny. The girl's name is, or her nan, rather. The girl's name is Rapunzel, and she likes painting with every color imaginable. The play starts at 3. Sunday, April 7th, Mike Super, Magic and Illusion. As the winner of NBC's hit TV show Phenomenon, Mike is the only magician in history to win a live magic competition on primetime network television. Friday, April 12th, it is Velvet Caravan. Rooted in the gypsy jazz, gypsy swing, and Latin swing styles, this high-energy acoustic-based quintet has emerged as one of the shining lights of Savannah's burgeoning music scene. Velvet Caravan plays upbeat tunes from all over the world with thunderous virtuosity and a relentless sense of humor. All of these are part of the Marvelous Music Series at the Cary Arts Center. Other things going on around Cary, there's Bites, or excuse me, let's do it as it's printed on the program. Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park. It's a 2019 Friday night concert schedule. The concerts are held 5 to 8 in Les Snowden. We're going to mention two of them. April 5th, it's Chris Overstreet at 5:30. May 3rd, it's Ed Stevenson Duo at 6. Bond Park Adventure Days, April 27th and May 25th. And that includes unlimited access to boats from 10 to 5. Kids under 16 must be accompanied by an adult to use the boats. A high adventure course, but you must be at least 10 years old. The course is 35 feet high in the trees of Bond Park. Course includes ladders, bridges, cables, ropes, and a zip line. All equipment is provided. The Downtown Chowdown Food Truck Rally on Academy Street in downtown Cary. The first date is Sunday, April 14th. Cary Live at the new downtown park on South Academy Street. Dates this summer, June 29th, July 20th, September 21st, and October 12th. Entertainment has yet to be announced. Children's Day Festival at Cary is set for April 20th at Sertoma Amphitheater from 11 to 5. Saturday, May 11th, the 15th Annual Ritmo Latino Festival. April 27th, which is a Saturday, it's Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival, Bond Park from 9 to 5, celebrating 25 years. All right, let's take a look at some other festivals around the state. The North Carolina Science Festival is all over the state of North Carolina with more than 600 events, April 1st through the 30th. The Dreamville Festival, which we'll talk about a little bit more here, is set for April 6th at Dix Park. The North Carolina Azalea Festival is April 3rd through the 7th. Pirate Fest, where else but in Greenville at the Tar River, April 12th and 13th. Swashbucklers of all ages are welcome. Grifton Shad Festival is April 10th through the 14th. This festival is now in its 49th year. There are parades, carnivals, an art show, and more. The North Carolina Pickle Festival is set for April 13th. Where else? Mount Olive. Pleasure Island Seafood Blues and Jazz Festival, April 13 and 14. This is at Fort Fisher. Merle Fest, the big music event, April 25th through the 28th. Merle Fest is operated as a fundraiser for Wilkes Community College and so much more. Headliners this year include Steep Canyon Rangers with Steve Martin. As we've mentioned already, Moog Fest, April 25th through the 28th. Mebane Dogwood Festival, April 26th through the 28th. Spring Days, as we've mentioned, April 27th at Bond Park in Cary. The Fayetteville Dogwood Festival is set for April 25th through the 27th. And the Brugaloo Craft Beer Festival is April 26th and 27th in downtown Raleigh. Some information about Raleigh's Wide Open Bluegrass Festival. It's been announced that the annual Bluegrass event in downtown Raleigh will offer free admission to its main stage shows at Red Hat Amphitheater. The IBMA has held its annual music festival, conference, and award ceremony in Raleigh since 2013. Much of the festival is free, with dozens of acts performing on multiple stages throughout downtown Raleigh. But this fall, IBMA announced that Red Hat shows also will be free general admission to attend. The aim, the organization said, is to make the festival's most sought-after shows more accessible. There still will be ticketed sections for the shows at Red Hat. $70 for non-IBMA members, with members receiving a $10 discount. Free seats will be on a limited basis and cannot be reserved. This year's Wide Open Bluegrass is September 24th through the 28th. All right, let's check out some of the clubs around Raleigh. Lincoln Theater on East Caparra Street. Thursday, April 4th, it's Vagabonds with stoplight observations at 8. Friday, April 5th, Barcode Silent Headphone Party. That's interesting. At 10. Saturday, April 6th, Abbey Road, Sergeant Pepper's Mystery Tour, 9. Sunday, April 7th, Tab Benoit with the Whiskey Bayou Review at 8. Wednesday, April 10th, Robert Earl Keane with Darren Bradbury at 8. Thursday, April 11th, Bad Sons with Carly Hansen at 8. Friday, April 12th, Walk It, Talk It, a Soul Train-inspired hip-hop party. That starts at 10. Saturday, April 13th, Epic High at 8. Sunday, April 14th, Weed Eater and ASG at 8 o'clock. Thursday, April 18th, the Band of Heathens with Blue Cactus at 8. Friday, April 19th, Piece of Time, Iron Maiden tribute with Metallodeath. That all starts at 9. Saturday, April 20th, 420 Reggae Fest featuring Treehousel and more at 8. And that's a look at Lincoln Theater through April 20th. Switching gears to the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8, but there are some at other times. For example, Thursday, April 4th, Adventure Club, that starts at 6. Then we have Tuesday, April 9th, Kodak Black. Thursday, April 11th, Young Nudie. Friday, April 12th, Zomboy at 7. Saturday, April 13th, Dark Star Orchestra. Sunday, April 14th, Lord Huron. Wednesday, April 17th, Little Baby, the New Generation Tour. Thursday, April 18th, Sirius XM Outlaw Country presents Jamie Johnson. Friday, April 19th, The Purple Madness, which, of course, is a tribute to Prince. Then, at Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, April 3rd, it is Unity with Tanaja. Thursday, April 4th, Moontooth, Grog, and Moynock. I'm sorry if I don't pronounce that one correctly. I'm not sure. Friday, April 5th, Consider the Source with Echo Nest. Saturday, April 6th, Beggar's Banquet, which is a Rolling Stones tribute, and also performing Funk Sandwich. Sunday, April 7th, Brett Bollinger and the Bad Habits with Resonated. Monday, April 8th, 25th anniversary of Offspring's Smash with Lydia Loveless, Almost People, and more. Tuesday, April 9th, Zephyranthes with Anamorph and Henbrain. Wednesday, April 10th, Frank Sullivan with Dirty Kitchen and the Plate Scrapers. That all starts at 8:30. Thursday, April 11th, Eno Mountain Boys, Velvet Devils, and The Head. Friday, April 12th, Delvin Lamar Organ Trio with Marvelous Function. Saturday, April 13th, Urban Soil with Ashley Heath and her Heathens. Sunday, April 14th, Day Party Series, Blood River with DRL Band and Joe's Cousin. That all starts at 2. Then at 8 o'clock that night, it is a Melody Guy. Okay, if you're in for some laughs, of course, we've got two clubs in the area, Raleigh Improv, which is on Parkside Main Street in Cary. And Thursday through Saturday, April 5 through 7, it's Greg Berendt. In 2009, Greg's second comedy special, That Guy from That Thing, was released after premiering on Comedy Central. Greg hit the road with Greg Berendt Totally Into You comedy tour. Friday through Sunday, April 12th through the 14th, Marlon Wayans. Of course, he's an actor, producer, comedian, writer, and film director. His films have grossed more than $736 million in domestic box office. He also starred on the NBC sitcom Marlon, which he says is loosely based on his life. Thursday through Saturday, April 18th through the 20th, Paul Virzi. Paul is a stand-up comedian, and many of the nation's top comedy clubs have called him one of the strongest comedians on the rise. Thursday through Saturday, April 25th through the 27th, Maz Jobrani is a member of the ensemble cast of the CBS sitcom Superior Donuts. Yours truly is disappointed. It apparently is not coming back. Anyway, Maz Jobrani, April 25th through the 28th. Thursday through Saturday, May 2nd through the 4th, it's Craig Shoemaker. What comedian do you know that has two Emmys, appeared on Broadway, and was voted Best Male Stand-Up at the American Comedy Awards? That's right. It's the Love Master, Craig Shoemaker. We're going to talk about the lineup now of Goodnight's Comedy Club, which is on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Thursday through Saturday, April 4th through the 6th, Joe Machi. A finalist on Season 8 of Last Comic Standing, Joe is a regular panelist on the popular Fox News program Red Eye with Tom Shalhoub, or Shalhoub, rather, and most recently tapped a half-hour special for Comedy Central. Wednesday, April 10th, James Hodge. James blends hilarious social commentary with musings about his life as a father and husband. Thursday through Saturday, April 11th through the 13th, K. Trevor Wilson. The Man Mountain of Comedy has spent over 20 years in entertainment. A star from Crave TV's award-winning Letterkenny, he's also appeared on What Would Sal Do, Showcase's Billable Hours, NBC's Darcy's Life, and A&E's Breakout Kings. Sunday, April 14th, Desi Banks and Darren Brand. Desi, an Atlanta comedian, actor, and writer known for his short videos. Darren, also known as Big Baby, is a comedian, writer, producer, actor, and host, best known for being a member of the comedy group, the Freestyle Funny Comedy Show. Friday and Saturday, April 19 and 20, Jay Farrow. Jay is an American actor, stand-up comedian, and impressionist. Farrow spent 6 seasons on Saturday Night Live. Friday through Sunday, April 26th through the 28th, John Heffron. John quickly became one of the most in-demand comedians in America after taking home the crown on season 2 of Last Comic Standing. Heffron's effortless style landed him regular spots on VH1's I Love the series and E's Chelsea Lately, and he's a frequent guest on the highly popular Joe Rogan Experience podcast. Friday and Saturday, April 26 and 27, Trevor Wallace. Trevor is a stand-up comedian, writer, improviser, and actor based in L.A. Wallace can be seen just about everywhere on the internet and has collectively built a digital thumbprint of over 100 million views. He's performed at comedy clubs and colleges all over the country with some of the biggest names, although his biggest accomplishment is being told that he has beautiful hair. How about that? Then, coming up in May, it's Ryan Davis and Drew Lynch, among others. Should be noted that all shows are rated 18+, unless noted. And that didn't happen on this particular rundown for the month of April. Again, that's Goodnight's Comedy Club, West Morgan Street in Raleigh. If you have questions, 919-828-5233. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.